Hare Krishna. Well, here we are in Sridhar Mayapur, and in the background you hear different noises of nearby construction. It's not the temple construction that you hear. I'm far away from that. But there's construction going on not so far away from where I am, which is almost next door to where I was last year at Raja Kumar Prabhu's place. This year we're at Shanti Parayana Prabhu and his good wife's home, and myself, Shyam Bihari Thakurnath, have a nice two rooms upstairs on the roof, and so we've got a beautiful roof view of yoga pit, of Julangi, and that whole side, the eastern side of the Dham. Very wonderful to be here. Yesterday, after a morning program in Calcutta, part of which I put on the site, we came by train. Left at 12:20. It was noon. It got at 3 o'clock to Krishnagar, and from there came by car. I highly recommend it to devotees. I think it's much safer and certainly much more comfortable. The train's a little, I guess, dinky, you could say, but still, the ride is 100 times smoother than the best car you can find. It's also very cheap. Not talking about first class for the three of us. First class was like something like 450 rupees. And it was an enjoyable ride. And then we got here around 4 in the afternoon. And of course, being arriving in the Dham is always such an exciting thing. So it took us a little while to sort of settle down, unpack, take out the deities. And then after bathing, we went over to have darshan of Panchatattva and Radha Madhav, who were stunning, and we hadn't seen them in a year. We were wearing this very beautiful outfit that I noticed last year, and type of outfit that Radha Shyam don't have that I wanted to have. Highly embroidered, multicolored, looked like velvet material, very, very beautiful. And the weather is very pleasant. It's still quite cool at night and even in the evening. During the daytime, well, I haven't been long enough here in the day to say, but when we arrived, the sun was strong, the sun was warm, but the air still felt somewhat cool. And so, unlike in South India, I'm dressing Radha Damodar. I'm going to put Kirta Damodar there. He didn't need it here. Here he does. And so now I'm in for almost 3 weeks of meetings. They go from now until the 12th, and which are exciting and valuable and sometimes highly enlivening, but certainly also tiring. No doubt Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give us the strength and inspiration to do the right thing. And Sir Srila Prabhupada's mission, as he desired, after the 12th, then there's Thamdar Asha, when it begins, is 5 days of Holy Name Festival taking place here. And we're looking forward to that. And then after that, Parikrama. Navadvipdam Parikrama. As I mentioned earlier, I had an intent. And we're all sort of raring to go. I've been just sort of measuring up how my physical condition is dealing with traveling and moving and sitting, and from Goa to here it's been reasonable, quite good. Let's see how 3 weeks of sitting in meetings will, what kind of effect they will have. But I'm very, very determined, so if devotees are coming, then Hare Krishna will see you here. And yes, yesterday evening we also saw Nitai Chand, the moon of Lord Nityananda rising over Navadvip Dham. It was already up in the early afternoon, but at night time it became very stupendous. It really illuminated not only the sky, but it also illuminated the heart. It was very beautiful to see. And as we were singing, Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushitala. So it was a real representative of Lord Nityananda. And of course, one thing that can't go without mention is the temple of Vedic Planetarium. And even from where I'm sitting, I can see it to the west, to the southwest, and from my perspective, it's more than twice the size of what I see of the Lotus Building, top of the Lotus Building. And today, this morning, when I met Sadbhuj Prabhu, who's and oversees the construction, he told me that the building is going to be again as high. Extraordinary. Certainly Prabhupada thought big. And that building is big. Then I also had the pleasure of being able to meet with some of my esteemed godbrothers this morning. I went to Mongol Artik, and afterwards Keshav Bharati Maharaj is there, other sannyasis, Chaitanya Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, Niranjan Maharaj are not here yet. Pranakarta Prabhu, a friend from Chicago, Ghosh Thakur, who I did Sankirtan with in 1974, almost 40 years back, joined at the same time as I did, and saintly Vaishnava, Grihastha Vaishnava, and many others. Usually when we come to Mayapur, that's sort of one of the first events that takes place, the meeting and greeting of other Vaishnavas, and that's one, if not the most important event to take place. So it was very, very pleasant. And now I'm just getting ready for meetings, and I will try to keep in podcast contact, although it may be that sometimes it may not be possible, and therefore I request the listeners' indulgence. And Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.